Jean-Yves Thibaudet. What an interesting piece with so many different moods. What's the significance of him calling it a symphony as opposed to a concerto?
I think it's only because, it's clear that the piano is like a soloist. He's playing all the time. It has cadenza. And actually, he said the piano was him, was the protagonist, is the one telling the story. And I think that's the point. The piano is part of the story. It's part of the orchestra. So it is a lot of time in the orchestra as well. And then it's solo. So it's a mix of all of that. But it's not the classical format where you have the piano solo, who does his solo, then the tutti. This is the story where everybody's together.
What's the relationship between the music and the story? It doesn't really narrate the story. Is it like a soundtrack?
Yeah, I think it's more about the atmosphere and about the meaning of the story. He doesn't take every word, and it's not like in a movie where you would have, it follows when they're running, when they go to bed. I mean, there's all whatever is happening. This is really more about the meaning. It's a very spiritual piece, I think. And that's what he was after, I think. And both the orchestra, even sometimes the orchestra, the musician or the orchestra can be like character. I mean, they can be depicting a certain person, the story. I mean, only four of them, but I think like at the beginning it's clear that it's two people having a conversation. The two clarinets, it's clear that they're just, those two are starting a conversation, and then more other come. So, I mean, there's all those kind of things, but he just followed the order, like, you have the part one, then the dirge, I mean, all those different parts. But the rest of the music is very freely adapted, let's say, to the poem.
And you mentioned that Bernstein's piano part was himself commenting on this.
Absolutely. And I think that's quite beautiful and quite touching as well. And it really is, you see it, as I said, sometimes it's just part of it, and sometimes you just take, like, the piano will be alone, and you just take, like, taking the mic and say, okay, now I'm going to tell you something. And it's some very personal moments, and then the piano comes back with the orchestra. And I mean, it's all kind of, sometimes you feel like he's telling a joke or something. I mean, I've never met him, very, very sadly, but I have lots of friends. I'm lucky to have worked with lots of people who worked and were close to him. And I have to say that I just regret so much that I haven't met him. But from what they told me, it's like he loved to tell jokes and anecdotes and stories. And so I can really sometimes hear in the music, I say, okay, here he's telling us a little joke or something,
How do you enjoy touring with an orchestra? We're in Vienna. What do you do first?
Oh, well, Vienna, it's just, when I tour, my problem is that it's always too short, because we go to all this fantastic town, but we don't stay there. We come in, we rehearse, we play, and we go. It's very rare that we can stay even an extra day. And so you feel almost like, it's like looking at all those things that go in front of your nose, but you don't have time to really taste them all. So it's sometimes a little bit frustrating, but still, I mean, how lucky and privileged we are to be. I mean, Vienna is like one of the birthplace of music, I always say. It's just that you feel music is everywhere. I mean, every corner you see a plaque that says Mozart did this, Haydn did this, Brahms did this. I mean, it's like you're in the absolute center of music. And that really, I think Cocteau said one of the most beautiful things. I think he said that in Vienna, even the silence is singing. Même le silence chante. And that really is quite beautiful. But it's true. There is something in Vienna about music that you can hardly find in any other town.
You really feel as if you're part of this great legacy.
Absolutely, and the history. And when you play in a hall, like Musikverein, a concert house, or you just feel that history. I mean, you feel really, when you just think, and I believe that there are certain vibes, certain things that stay. I mean, there's a certain, I don't know what to call it, but like a special memory of things that are. It's like, it's the same thing I'm thinking just now at Carnegie Hall, nothing to do, but same thing when all the people who play there. I mean, somehow they leave something. It's a legacy that is there. Also, spiritually, and you feel that, and it inspires you, and you come in this hall where you know that Brahms was there, and it's fantastic. I mean, how can you not be inspired by that?
Thank you so much, Jean-Yves Thibaudet.
Thank you.